step by step how in the world to do this proposal. And it's true with fiction, nonfiction, it's true with children's books. Everybody needs a great pitch. And Jim asked, really, is having an agent necessary? It's not necessary. There's a lot of publishing houses that still take over the transom work. More and more are requiring agents because they trust these agents. And I know when I was an acquisitions editor, there were certain agents that I would always look at their stuff right away because they were top agents. They always delivered top material to me that was really great. So agents sort of become the first screening kind of device for authors. And so if you can find some agent that would be interested in your material, that would be a good thing because they know how to get it out to the publishing house. They would hopefully work with you on your proposal, be able to get your pitch in the best possible shape. Linda asked a good question. She says, how do you get a publisher agent to look at your manuscript when virtually all the houses have no solicitation manuscript acknowledged policy? One of the ways you get them to look at your material is to meet them. And I mean, get to a writer's conference where they are. Have a good pitch when you go there. In other words, really know as much as you can about that agent so that you can really target the kind of book and the kind of idea that they're looking for. It takes a little research, but you can do that easily online. You can see what kind of books they acquire. You can Google their name. You can look at their website. There's a lot of valuable things that you can do ahead of time in order to snag that agent that you want to. So, you know, we got some good questions there about agents. The proposal is a key mechanism that's used in the whole pitching process. And that's why I developed so much time and energy to this Write a Book Proposal course that I did to help you be able to craft your proposal in the best possible way. I did a book as well called Book Proposals That Sell, 21 Secrets to Speed Your Success. If you look online at Amazon, I think I have 100 five-star reviews for that book. And it's been really well received, that particular book out there, and many people have said they used it in order to get their book publishing deal. I'm very, very gratified about that. But it's important to have a good proposal. And one of the things that you'll learn by doing your book proposal, whether you've done one or not, is you learn about yourself through creating that proposal, because you have to really detail who's your target audience, who are you going to reach, how are you going to reach those people, what's your plan, why you, of anybody, should publish this book. You detail about your book, what's your title, what's your alternative title ideas, what's in each chapter. You write the first few chapters of the book, and it's a very process kind of procedure that you go through in order to get your proposal together, and can really help you whether you ultimately self-publish the book or whether you publish with a traditional publisher. That whole proposal process, creation process, is very important and something that I really do encourage every person to do, whether you're writing fiction or nonfiction or children's book or whatever it is you're writing. You know, I've got way too many questions tonight that I'll ever be able to answer. Hopefully you got the free ebook that I offered everybody listening to this call, To Follow the Characteristics of Success. That's a chapter from my Jumpstart Your Publishing Dreams book that I have. But tonight what I'm really offering you is the opportunity to get my new audio that I've done called Jumpstart Your Publishing Dreams Audio Workshop. It's about an hour and a half. Now, if you're listening to this on the live telewebcast, you'll see that there's a red and green button when you put your mouse over it that's right below my book cover of Jumpstart Your Publishing Dreams. And if you click that, that'll take you, open up a window and take you over to Jumpstart Dreams Audio. And that's where I have this CD. This is almost an hour and a half of my teaching of about a dozen different ways that you can jumpstart your publishing dreams. It's an audio CD product that you can stick in your car, or you can listen to it in your CD player. I poured a lot of work and energy into this product. It comes with bonuses and reasonably priced at $14.95. So I encourage you to get this, listen to it a number of times, and gain all the information that's there. I've got an outline, I've got a handout, all kinds of information comes with this CD, Jumpstart Your Publishing Dreams Audio Workshop. Okay, back to your questions here. I'm going to focus for a minute here on a little bit more on proposals. Andrea asks, what's the next step do you recommend to writers whose book proposals have been rejected? Well, Andrea, if that's your situation, I'm sorry about that for one thing, but what I do recommend is that you get in a critique group, whether it's online or whether it's face-to-face. For many years, I was in a critique group. There were four of us. We met once a month, and we had breakfast together for an hour, focused 15 minutes on each of our manuscripts. So look for somebody of like-minded. Maybe it's just one other writer that you get with, and you swap material back and forth. But it sounds to me like you really need some feedback from somebody. If your proposal is getting rejected out there, something that you're doing isn't connecting. So I really encourage you to get in a critique group or get in some sort of group where you can get feedback from people. And you don't have to pay for it. You know, it can be free, and it can be something that you can actually do. So that's my big hint when it comes to that. You know, Wanza wants to know, how do I make my proposal stand out? Well, the best way to make your proposal stand out is to send that to the right person. And you do that by research to know what kinds of books the agent is looking for. Every agent is different. Some agents acquire mostly nonfiction. Some agents acquire a mixture of nonfiction and fiction. Some agents only specialize in African American material. Some people specialize in fantasy, science fiction. Some agents specialize in romance, some in horror. So you need to figure out what that person does and make sure that your pitch to that person is the right pitch. So that's one of the best key things that I can do when it comes to proposals. Sharon asked, with so many requests coming in, can you tell me what catches your eye? What makes you really decide to read a proposal? In other words, how do you tell this is the one? Well, there is something about reading thousands of proposals, as I have, that you can read just a few pages of one and recognize really solid writing from it. So that's one hint that I would give you, is to have a really great title. A lot of authors guard their titles, but I encourage you to get out there and be testing your title with others. See if your title works. You can't copyright a title. So make sure that you've got a really good title on your proposal. That'll help you. And also, test your material. Test it with your critique group. Test it with other people. You know, get outside of your family members who love your stuff no matter what you give them, and get somebody that will give you some really honest feedback about it. And really get your proposal tested before you send it out. That'll be a big help to you when you do that kind of thing. So that's in this proposal area. You know, there's a bunch of questions that I have here about the whole self-publishing area. And I will tell you, that's the area that I've been in for the last 3 years here. I encourage my authors not to call it self-publishing, because I do not consider it self-publishing. The quality and the caliber of the type of books that we do at Intermediate Publishing Group is comparable to anything that Simon & Schuster or Hachette or Random House or any of these other companies out there are doing, in my view. And one of the examples that I would give you about that, the kinds of books that we've done, is a book that I did about a year and a half ago called The Healing Code by Alex Lloyd and Ben Johnson. Now, it was a 320-page hardcover book. These guys mounted an Amazon bestseller campaign, which means they got everybody to buy the book on the same day. They promoted it. You get bonuses. Amazon changes their numbers every hour. So they pushed the book way up on Amazon through heavy promotion during one single day and actually got the book to number 3 on Amazon. There were 2 novels up above it, so it was the leading nonfiction book on Amazon. Now, during the about a year that we had this book, we sold about 30,000 copies of the hardcover, about 50,000 copies of the ebook version of this book. Got a lot of attention from book buyers and different people. Actually garnered the attention of a major literary agent in Northern California who shopped the book to the big 5 publishers in New York. They got offers from all 5. This is a first-time author here. They got a 6-figure offer from Hachette, the old-time Warner Company. And about 6 months ago, The Healing Code moved from Intermedia to Grand Central, which is the publisher of James Patterson's book, 70 Million Novels. But they do nonfiction as well. And the thing that I like when I see this book in the bookstore is that it looks exactly like the book that we published at Intermedia. Why? Because they used our production files. This is a question that if you're going to self-publish, you need to ask the company that you're going to do it with. There is an entity out there that did 20,000 titles last year. And if you ask them who owns the production files, they'll say, we do. That's our intellectual property. At Intermedia, we have a philosophy that the author owns everything, even the production files. Our logic behind that is that if you pay us to typeset your book, which you do at the end of the day, you should own that material. So if your book does get picked up by a mainstream publisher, you could give them those production files and they could use those files rather than having to retypeset your book and redo all that work. And my case in point is this book that we did called The Healing Code. So self-publishing used to be bad. It's a way to go. It's a way to build your platform if you want to invest in yourself and go that direction. I call what we do not self-publishing. I call it a hybrid. It's an independent publishing because we're kind of between pure self-publishing, as I call it, is when you do a book with a company where you just upload the files to them, put your credit card in there, and get a bunch of books. I had a bookkeeper that was at my CPA's office that did a novel, and my CPA called this bookkeeper in, and I looked at her novel. I opened it up, and it started on page 1. No front matter, no title page, copyright page, none of the stuff that's in the front of a novel. Just started with page 1, chapter 1. And then I got looking at it a little closer. The entire book was in italics. And I didn't even know what to say to this woman that was sitting right in front of me. It's like, oh, it's a book. Instead, I'm thinking, wow, how many of these did you buy? And she said, oh, I only ordered 100 of them. Well, she ordered 100 pieces of, you know, bad stuff, is the way I looked at it, because she didn't get any help. She just uploaded it there, and there it was. At Intermedia, we really help people soup to nuts to get your book done, and done in the right kind of way. We have a one-time fee of $4,000 that we charge people, and what you get for that is we edit the book, go through it very carefully about 3 times. We design custom covers. We also make the book in the top 14 ebook formats. It's available on the Amazon Kindle, the Sony Reader, the iPhone, the iPad, the Nook, the Kindle, all those different gizmos out there. And we have we have distribution for those books through Apple and iTunes and BarnesandNobles.com. That's how we were able to sell 50,000 copies of the ebook of the Healing Code book that I was telling you about. We also distribute the physical book through the book to the bookstores. We also market every book. We have a database of 35 million email addresses that we market every book to. We have 10,000 privately labeled online bookstores that we control. And we also know that authors sell books at events. We do about 200 events a year around the country, invite you to come, get in free, network with people, sell books. We were at the Tucson Festival of Books earlier this year, for example. There were 80 to 100,000 people at that event. We had a booth there. We'll be having a booth next year. And so that's your opportunity through us. We help you build your platform. And that's about how much it costs. The books, just to give you an idea, the printing is in addition to the $4,000. We have print on demand. There's no minimum there. I have authors that order their books, 100 books at a time. Now, the way our printing works, just so you understand in a nutshell here, is we give you the printing at our cost. Let's say you go print on demand, and your book is about a 200-page paperback book. The actual cost of that book is about $5 a book. Now, under our system, you set the retail price. That's the author-centric side of what we do at Intermedia. You set the retail price. Typically, a 200-page book you could sell for $14.99, $15 would be a fair price. So if you sell the book, you make 100% of that money. If we sell the book on our side, we take 30% and send you 70%. So we have skin in the game. We have motivation to sell your books because we make 30% every time we do that. Printing is scalable, so the more books you buy, the cheaper they are. So if you went offset printing, bought 1,000 books, for example, then the price of the book would drop to being between $3 and $4 a book instead of being $5 a book, but you'd have a greater investment in the printing. Because if you bought 1,000 books at $3 a book, you've put another $3,000 into the self-publishing process there. Our typical author has to sell about 500 books to get their initial investment back, and most of our authors do that in about the first 6 months. So we have a great program. The thing that I would caution you about in self-publishing, if you're going to go this direction of paying to get your book out there, that's okay. You just need to be wise about the way you do it. Some of these outfits, this entity that I'm telling you about that did 20,000 titles last year, what they do is they set the retail price, and then they turn and say, okay, author, you can buy your books at 60% off the retail price. Well, I've talked to a number of authors who have a 122-page book, a little skinny book that is priced at $17.95. It's overpriced. And it's because this particular company makes their money printing books. So they want to set that retail price as high as they can get away with, and the author has no control, no say over that at all. So you have to look at all the pros and cons if you're going to self-publish your book. If you're going to self-publish, that's okay, but you have to take on the marketing responsibility and realize that you're going to get very little help from some of these entities out there. Now, one of the things we can do for you at Intermedia, and I'd love to talk to you about this, is we can help you market and distribute your self-published book. We have a whole program for that, and if you're interested in that and you're listening to this teleseminar, you have my email address, terry@terrywhalen.com, or you can email me at twhalen, T-W-H-A-L-I-N, @intermediapub.com. And I'd be happy to help you, talk to you about your book and see what we could do there. So lots of questions about self-publishing. It used to have a real negative stigma out there, but it has less of a stigma. It just depends on how you do it to get it out there would be the thing that I would thing that I would tell you.